from Spark and Anvil, and City Forge. This is Stoop, Elder, in Chapter 1 of the City Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Stoop the capybara sat on her wooden stoop. It wasn't attached to a house. It was a wide public ledge, worn smooth by decades of sitting. She wasn't a tiny capybara or a huge one. She was just right. A soft, warm shawl was wrapped around her shoulders. Her quiet eyes watched the world go by. She looked like she was listening to a story only she could hear. But she was really just waiting for her neighbors. Her stoop was the city's living room. That's what she called it. Anyone could stop and sit for a while, no invitation needed. They shared stories and thermoses of coffee. This, Stoop would explain to anyone who asked, was public space, a place for everyone. One afternoon, a young squirrel named Pip scurried over. He had bright, curious eyes and bounced on his toes. "What are you teaching today, Stoop?" Pip asked. He clutched a perfect acorn in his paws. Stoop smiled a slow, gentle smile. "I am Stoop," she said. Her voice was soft, like rustling leaves. "I teach about public space and community."
Pip tilted his head. "What does that mean?" Before Stoop could answer, a badger named Gus lumbered in. Gus carried a small, heavy toolbox. He set it down with a thud. "What about those fancy new parks?" Gus asked, wiping his brow. "The ones with big fountains and shiny slides?" Stoop patted her wooden stoop. The wood was smooth from years of use. "New places can be nice," she said carefully. "But old places have stories worn into them, like this stoop." She looked from Gus to Pip. "An old park that everyone already loves is precious. You don't bulldoze a place like that just to make something new." Her favorite saying was, "Old places, not new ones, when we can." "So, a public space has to be old?" Pip asked, turning his acorn over. "Not at all," Stoop said. "It just has to be a place where people can gather, where they can just be together, for free." She leaned forward. "The best part? It doesn't cost any money. No tickets, no you must buy a donut to sit here signs."
"I like donuts," Pip said.
"Me too," Stoop agreed. "But you shouldn't have to buy one just to have a place to sit. A public space is for everyone. No purchase needed."
Gus grunted. "Like a bus stop?"
"Exactly like a bus stop," Stoop nodded. "Or a sidewalk where friends bump into each other. Or a street corner. These are all public spaces." Pip looked around Stoop's simple workshop. There were no fancy gadgets, just her stoop and some worn cushions on the floor. "Are there other places like this, in other parts of the world?"
"Oh, so many," Stoop said, her eyes getting a faraway look. "Imagine a big square in Italy, a piazza. A fountain splashes in the middle. People drink tiny coffees at little tables."
"Wow," Pip whispered. "Or imagine a huge gathering tree in West Africa," she continued. "The elders sit in its shade. They tell stories that have been told for 1,000 years. Kids play around its roots."
"My grandpa tells stories," Gus rumbled. "Mostly about leaky pipes."
Stoop chuckled warmly. "That counts too. Any place that builds community is important." She told them about her family. For generations, they had been the world's stoop sitters. Their job was to keep neighbors connected. They did this by simply being present. They sat in the spaces between buildings and streets and listened. "It reminds me of my great aunt, Auntie Muddle," Stoop said softly. Her stoop was made of smooth river stones. She would sit there all day, just listening. She heard everything. She knew everyone's stories. She was the heart of her neighborhood. This work took patience. It took a lot of sitting. It took a lot of listening. Stoop learned a big truth from her aunt.
public space is what you do with it. It's not about how much it costs. A fancy new bench might look nice, but if no one sits on it, it's just a bench. An old, worn stoop full of neighbors was a true treasure.
The city's living room is the stoop, she said. I am here. I have been here a long time. The neighbors know me. I know them. That's public space. She shook her head slowly. New plazas are often worse, she added. The people who use them didn't design them. Pip and Gus sat down on the floor near her stoop. They listened to the quiet hum of the workshop. It is not hard, Stoop said softly. It is sit, it is listen. It is old places. It is honor what's already here. She fell silent then. She watched the light shift through the window. She was ready for the next neighbor to stop by.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stoop, Elder. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.